Welcome to the True Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Taylor. You guys, I am so excited because this is the first time in a while that I've had a guest on the show. I've been promising you that I was going to bring on an incredible guest to help continue our Intrinsic Aging series, and today is the day. So y'all have heard me probably for the past year or so speak about OneSkin for our ads, and you probably thought that I was full of it, but I really do love OneSkin, and I was so excited when they reached out to me. Secondary, they didn't even know that they're a sponsor of the show, which is funny because their departments, I guess, don't talk to each other. But they reached out to me to see if we would want to have one of their incredible co-founders on the show, and I quickly said yes because Dr. Carolina is the co-founder and CEO of OneSkin, a disruptive and fast-growing skin longevity company developing products to address the root causes of aging so that skin functions, feels, and appears younger. The company was founded by a team of four female PhD-level longevity scientists with 15-plus years of experience in stem cell biology, skin regeneration, aging, and bioinformatics. This was all after they discovered that many anti-aging skincare products are not only ineffective, but they often accelerate the skin aging process and compromise skin's health. They have raised $13 million in funding, and in a clinical study, one of their products, OS1 Face, the world's first cosmetic product that reverses aging at a molecular level, showed significant improvement in skin's health and appearance in 100% of users. So OneSkin has gained recognition from key opinion leaders in longevity science, including foremost authority on biohacking, Dave Asprey, world-renowned aging resource, Dr. David Sinclair, and Tony Robbins. They've been featured in many leading media outlets like CNN, Forbes, LA Weekly, and US Insider. And I am just so excited for you guys to hear my conversation with Dr. Carolina. She is so incredible. She's so smart. She really is passionate about what she's doing and the brand that they're building. And she is passionate about skin health, which y'all know that I'm passionate about skin health. And I think it's so cool that they discovered a peptide that actually does reverse the sign of aging. And I just love that they're approaching skincare from a different way. I love innovation. I'm always talking about that. I always love to find the newest cosmeceuticals, the newest ingredients that people are finding, and even more so third-party research, right? We want to make sure that it's actually true. And we want doctors making these products for us, PhD level doctors, where this is all they do. They just study skin's aging and how we can make that a little bit better, how we can, you know, solve disease. These are the people that we want creating our skincare people. I know that you can hear I'm excited. And so without further ado, here's my conversation with Dr. Carolina, one of the incredible founders of OneSkin and the CEO of their company. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carolina. I'm the CEO and co-founder of OneSkin. I hold a PhD in stem cell biology and tissue engineering. So I'm a scientist by training, and I started this journey of becoming an entrepreneur about 10 years ago. Yeah, it's going to be 10 years. And I moved to the US in 2016 to start OneSkin. So it's been 8 years that we are working on this incredible company that we're going to talk more about today.
Yes, for sure. And where are you from? Your accent is so beautiful.
Thank you. I'm originally from Brazil. So I grew up in a very small town in Brazil, not on the coast, inland, so on the mountains. Yeah, I left home when I was 15 to pursue a better education. So I was always driven to go where the opportunities were. And I think that's also what brought me to where I am today, because I never expected that I would be, you know, building a company in Silicon Valley. But I think just being able to be courageous and go after, you know, that dream brought me here. And I'm really passionate about, you know, Brazil and our culture. And I think that ties really well into what we're doing today as well.
So what made you want to study science? The fact that you have a PhD is incredible. I'm getting my master's right now, and
I can't even imagine doing as much school as you've done. So, and on our show, I always tell our listeners that like the people that we want to be getting our skincare from are like you, right? Scientists, mm-hmm. people who really understand skin, who understand yeah. biology, and who understand the ingredients that we need to really actually, I hate to say reverse the signs of aging, but help us to age gracefully, we'll say. Mm-hmm. So yes. What made you interested in studying science to begin with?
Yeah, so I was always passionate about science because first of all, I like to understand how things work. And from a biology standpoint, it's really interesting when you start to really zooming in our cells, in our DNA, and we understand how everything is organized in a way that our body's functions well. And eventually, once some of those processes or mechanisms start to dysfunction, then that's when we develop diseases or whatever problems we experience with our health and our tissues. Age is definitely one of them. But I think I was really interested in understanding that so I could come up with ways to basically fix that problem from a health standpoint and really help humans to, to live better, to age better. I was always very, passionate about human health as a whole. And at the beginning, I thought that I would focus on finding a cure for diseases because I thought that's that was the best way that I could help people to live better until I actually understood that what is basically leading us to develop all this chronic diseases that we experience as we grow older, it's this underlying process that's aging. So if we can target aging the first place, and if we can, instead of like treating diseases when things are already broken, if we can prevent them from happening in the first place, I saw this as the best way that I could really create an impact, because then I'm extending the healthy years of life. So, and you can continue to enjoy our lives regardless of our age. And then I just thought that I resonate with that really well, because I want to continue to do everything that I love today at 38, that is when I'm 60 or 90. And then what we saw is that there was a gap in how we connect like this aging process with the skin with our overall health. So that's what led us to start One Skin. But the overall intention was this desire of really transform how we experience aging as a whole and really create a way that we can empower people to continue to enjoy life, regardless of their age.
That's really beautiful. And I love that that's the impetus to this incredible company, because I guess I always say, like, when you look at intrinsic aging, you have to look at, like, what does your mom look like, right? And then also, like, how you're living your life. And so I love that you looked at it from that same standpoint of, like, what's happening internally to make us look this way externally. But then the side effect of that is that you have a great life. It's that you look great, but you also feel great, which is kind of what I love about beauty and skincare, is it seems like it's this very outward appearance thing, but it's really optimizing your body. It's really like making yourself feel great, and it shines from the inside out.
Exactly. That's the whole premise of One Skin, is really how we can understand the aging process that leads to the signs of aging, but also leads to implication in our skin health, and how targeting the root cause of aging can improve the skin health and consequently improve our overall appearance. So for us, like, your skin health and function, it's completely related to how you look. And you obviously feel that. And obviously there are ways that you can smooth out your wrinkles without really optimizing your health. But that's not what we're here for. I think we want to do both. I think we like taking care of your skin first and then consequently improving our appearance.
Yes, I love this. So with that, I think maybe, do you want to lead into speaking about senescent cells, zombie cells? And then from there, maybe we can go lead to the OS1 peptide?
Yeah, so you were talking about like intrinsic aging, and what that means is basically this internal process of aging that's driven by our genetics, but also the cell division process, right? So as the cell divide many times, usually a cell divides around like 50 times, and eventually the cell basically enters into apoptosis. That's like a cell death process. Or this cell can also enter into this state called senescence, or like a zombie state, because the cell stopped functioning well and stopped dividing. But the flip side of that is that this cell starts to secrete inflammatory signals that spoils the good cells around to age faster. So we like to compare a zombie cell with a rotten apple in a bunch, because that's basically what a senescent cells is doing to our skin. When you have many senescent cells, they start secreting inflammation, and then we are spoiling the good cells that should be producing collagen, but they start producing collagen, and this is going to lead to a thinner skin, a wrinkled skin. And the whole hypothesis of One Skin and other companies are researching aging and targeting senescent cells to improve other tissues and targeting other diseases as well, is that there are ways that we can target specifically those senescent cells. So if we can reduce their number, basically what we are doing, we are like putting that bad apple in a plastic bag, so it's not gonna, spoil the good cells around. So that's what we are looking to do with our products, basically finding new molecules that can prevent the senescent cells of spreading those inflammatory signals that will accelerate aging. And once we do that, it's so interesting because our body already has these mechanisms of like clearing the senescent cells. The body knows that senescent cells are not good. So they usually clear them out as a regular process. But with aging and with a lot of inflammation, this can get like dysfunctional again. And then the senescent cells start to build up. And that's when we have the whole aging process really going on. But if we can basically prevent the senescent cells of secreting that inflammation, the body can clear them out, and then we can restore that homeostasis state in which the skin is really functioning well, producing collagen. We can restore the skin barrier and restore that, youthful appearance. And that's interesting because this is coming from the inside out. It's not a top or like a superficial treatment, because you know better than me that a lot of the anti-aging products today, they are based on, acids or retinols that are basically peeling off the upper layers of your skin. So you are growing like a newer, fresher skin. Mm-hmm. You are accelerating like cell renewal, which is good. Like you definitely smooth out the fine lines and wrinkles, and your skin looks like smoother. But you are not targeting what's driving aging underneath. And this is really important if we really want to bring this process to, that younger state, biologically speaking, so not only focusing on the appearance.
This is so interesting because, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it almost sounds like senescent cells are similar to free radicals, but it happens more like naturally within the body with aging, whereas free radicals are more of an external factor to create to contribute to aging.
Yeah, actually free radicals can contribute for the formation of senescent cells. So basically what free radicals does, they can cause like DNA damage, right? So if we don't have the antioxidants that are going to neutralize the free radicals, they help, they can, cause damage in our DNA and our protein. In a senescent cell, nothing more is than a cell that's highly damaged. And it can even be because the cell has replicated many times, or because the cell was exposed to too much stress, for example, UV damage or even free radicals. UV damage also leads to free radicals that will accelerate the formation of senescent cells. So I think the senescent cell is like the end point of having a lot of free radicals inside the cells. Mm. So we can prevent the formation of senescent cells with antioxidants. But eventually you will be also generating senescent cells due to the, you know, replicative process. So we need the other ways that we will, you know, reduce or remove those senescent cells that are accumulating anyways.
I love this so much. I get really excited about science because I start to imagine it like, you know, within the body, like these different cells attacking each other, and also just, it's so interesting. And so what really interests me is that you guys are looking at what we already said, this from the inside, but also I feel like so many people are speaking about free radicals and antioxidants and the importance of them, but you're going one step further. Yeah. Like, okay, well, if you are already at the point where you have a lifetime full of, you know, UV rays or what have you, that's already caused free radicals, and now there's senescent, how do we go from there?
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't heard any other company speaking about it like this before.
Yeah, this is actually a very new concept. In the past, like 10 years, that this topic of senescent cells and their role in the aging process that has really been unveiled. And that's when companies or scientists started to find new ways that we could specifically target senescent cells. So that's why this is so new. And OneSkin is one of the first company that started researching this with application in the skin. And yeah, it's a very new approach, but it seems to be the most effective ones because, again, we are targeting, you know, at that central processes that's really accelerating the aging. And it's not at some point, like, that's the only thing that you can do to reverse what you have accumulated over time.
Yes, 100%. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. Y'all, the weather is finally changing. We have these warm spring days coming, and that means it's time to change up our skincare routine too. Because on the cellular level, we've got to get ready to start fighting these UV rays. I mean, you know that all year we're fighting UV rays, but especially once we get into like this beautiful weather that we've all been waiting for all year, we really want to take the time to make sure that we're nurturing our skin from the inside out. And that's one of the reasons that I love OneSkin. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called the OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, those senescent zombie cells that we talk about all episode. And you know that these are the cells that are going to make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. So instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level. It boosts your skin's natural barrier. Y'all know I'm always talking about my impaired barrier. And as we age, all of our barriers are going to begin to start breaking down. So we need something that's going to help to boost our skin's natural barrier. We need something that's going to help to lock in moisture and help to protect against the elements. And that's why I love OneSkin. They have a full line of face and body products, including the OS1 Shield, which is an SPF that prevents UV-induced aging and repairs cellular aging all at once. So for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code TRUEBEAUTY when you check out at oneskin.co. No matter the season, keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin. I spend this whole episode talking about how much I love OneSkin, but I really do. I love how easy it is to just add their products to the routine that I'm already doing. And I love that it's fragrance-free. I love that it's great for sensitive skin. And I love that, as Dr. Carolina says, this actually isn't going to be damaging your skin in any way. This isn't an alpha hydroxy acid or something that's going to help to remove the uppermost layers of your skin. This is actually going into your skin to repair from the inside out, which is so novel and incredible. And of course, they discovered the OS1 peptide. That's what makes it so incredible. They leveraged their in-house cutting-edge R&D platform and were able to measure the efficacy of age reversal molecules in their lab. In a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by a third-party research organization, the OS1 face was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TRUEBEAUTY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code TRUEBEAUTY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. I know that y'all will, and tell them that we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. So let's talk about what you guys discovered, which is so, I'm nerding out over here because I'm speaking to somebody who made an actual scientific discovery, which is incredible. So will you tell our listeners about the OS1 peptide, which you and your colleagues discovered?
Yeah, so once we realized that we needed to reduce this senescent burden in the skin, we started searching for molecules, more specifically peptides, that had this effect. So we spent 3-4 years just testing peptides in the lab. We tested nearly 900 peptides. And what we did, we put these peptides in contact with cells that were highly senescent. And then we could measure after, you know, some period, how much or we were reducing the amount of, you know, those senescent cells in the skin. And what we found after, you know, many, many rounds of experiments is that OS1 can reduce up to 50% the load of senescent cells. And with that, it reduces the inflammation that the senescent cells are secreting and then, induces more collagen production, hyaluronic acid production. And the coolest part of OS1 and also of our research is that we can measure what we call the age reversal, the skin biological age reversal. So basically, we can measure the age of the skin that we are testing the lab, and then we can see how many years this peptide is reversing from that skin that we are treating.
Wow.
So we treated skins in the lab and we could validate that this peptide reverses 2.5 years in the age of the skin that we treated over a course of 5 days.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah,
I didn't think you were going to say 5 days. That's so soon.
I know. This is obviously in a lab setting condition that is different from our, you know, human life. But we are now doing this same similar study in humans that once we found this peptide and we added this peptide in our product, we are running clinical studies in which participants are using the product for 6 to 12 months. And we actually needed to collect biopsies because the way that we measure the age of the skin is by reading the DNA or the epigenetic signature. So we need a little biopsy of the skin. But that allows us, again, to measure how we are changing the age of the skin in humans, which is really, really exciting. I think in the lab and as a scientist, we know that aging is reversible, is a very malleable process. We have done this in many, many ways, but being able to show this in humans, it's a huge milestone. And we already have some really interesting preliminary data that shows that we can reverse in humans. Now we are repeating the study with a larger group of participants. And we just concluded the study. We're analyzing the data and we hope to be able to share the results soon. But I think we already have this lab data that shows us that, yes, we can reverse the age of the skin using this peptide in a very safe way. I think the beauty of this peptide is that it does not cause any irritation, inflammation. It's, you know, it's not going to induce any skin issues, which, you know, some people have with, you know, some of those other anti-aging products. So all of that done in a very gentle way, kind of, you know, respecting your skin and really looking to optimize your skin health.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you made such a good point that most other skincare products are either alpha hydroxy acid or retinol or something that's going to increase the rate at which your skin cells are dividing. Yeah. And that's great, but you get to a point, right? You only have so much skin and then it starts to thin out. And we want a thin epidermis, but a thick dermis. And so it's difficult to find that balance.
Yeah.
So this is really, you're right, revolutionary in that you're not actually thinning the skin. You're not increasing the rate at which your skin cells are replicating. You're working with getting that apple covered, isolating that cell so that your skin can do what it's supposed to do best.
Yeah, exactly. And when we have like less inflammation, we do speed up the cell renewal process a little bit, but it's not in a way that a lot of times when what happens when we use some of those acids, and mainly if they are very strong, they speed up so much in a way that's really kind of killing the good and the bad cells, right? In order to induce, like, it's basically that you are ripping off the upper layers of your skin. So that can cause a lot of inflammation. And I think it's important just to find that balance in which how we can speed up, like, the cell renew without causing too much stress on your skin. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I was using retinoic acid for years, first for acne and then later for its anti-aging, you know, promises. And I was constantly peeling off and I was constantly red and I was like, oh, this is fine. I'm just like doing the best for my skin, you know, like I'm, you know, getting younger. And when we start testing retinoic acid in the lab, what we saw is that on this acute phase that you are experiencing redness and inflammation, you are also inducing, you know, the genes associated with aging to really go high, which was like surprising. So I was like, okay, this is supposed to be anti-aging, but these genes are going up and the inflammation is going up. Something is wrong here. So my overall conclusion is that if we're constantly red and peeling, it's probably too much. Like we are crossing that threshold that's not... We are not having the, you know, anti-aging reversal anymore, but that excess of inflammation can actually be detrimental. So there is a balance that you can potentially continue to use your retinols and acids, but in a way that you are not constantly red or inflamed all the time. And that was like a good realization because I think if I haven't seen that data, I'll continue to do it because the industry pushes so hard, right? Yes. Like the strongest right now. And I think now we're kind of rethinking the impact long term, right? I think short term, mm-hmm. we can all see like, you know, great results. But as you said, we only have so many stem cells in our skin to replace the cells that we are removing with this peeling. So, what is kind of, you know, the limit there of, you know, in the end, we want to get that very thin skin. I don't think we do. So
continuing on what you were just saying, for people who might not know, in beauty today, really the idea of youth is tricking your body into thinking that it's being attacked. So it sends up cells that yep. will protect it. And those cells that protect it are newer cells. And that's why it looks so great. So that's why when we use the retinols and you're getting red and you're peeling, like, it's good because your body's doing what it's supposed to do. But yeah, I love that this is, and this is like every product. This is microneedling. This is, you know, the products that we use at home. This is the majority of skincare products is controlled trauma so that your skin reacts, quote unquote, naturally to protect itself. And so I really love this idea that it's not actually creating trauma. It's just going in and doing what it should be. Like, it's just fixing things.
Yeah, exactly. Just understanding where you should target, because if you are specific with your target, you don't need it to cause, because the inflammation comes when we are attacking the healthy cells, because the healthy cells should be there, like they should continue to function well. But when we use, you know, microneedling or, you know, some of those acids, we're not only going to the bad apples or the, you know, the old cells. We are, you know, attacking all of them. And then that's when our body reacts like, okay, that's too much. So, and I'm not saying that all of them are bad. I'm just saying that there is a balance and we should be aware of that. Yeah. And it's the same like for procedures that you do in office, right? I mean, there are peelings that, oh my goodness, like your body reacts in such a strong way. That's probably a sign for you. It's like, is this really healthy?
So will you tell us about your products? Because now we've spoken so much about this awesome peptide and I want everybody to know. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but one of the things that I love is that you have a body product. Yeah. I've been waiting for people to come out with a body product because I say it on the show all the time, like the future of knowing somebody's age is if you look at their neck and their hands, because we can do all this stuff to our face, but the rest of your body is still aging. So bravo. And please tell us about all your line of products.
So the first product that we created was a face moisturizer that contained this peptide. And obviously the face is the area that's most exposed to sun damage, and it's where we should like really take care first. But then the second product that we decided to develop was not another face product, was a body product. Like we really had this intention of like treating your skin as a whole, also thinking from the lens that your skin is an organ and we want to improve the health of our skin as a whole. And obviously, is you know, you have other areas that are going to show aging, but there is also other implications as we age and our skin gets very thin. And you probably have seen this with your parents or grandparents, that the skin starts to tear and bruise really easily because the epidermis gets so thin, that's so fragile. And all of this we can prevent if we treat our, you know, the skin and our body like from the early on. So we decided to develop this body lotion that contains the peptide. It contains a lower concentration of the peptide because, again, our body is not as exposed as our face, but it should be treated and we should be targeting aging the skin of our body as well. And to our surprise, it has been one of our best-selling products. We don't have many products. I'll talk about the other ones. But I think there is such a need for a product that's targeting aging in the skin of our bodies, and not many people are, you know, aware or, you know, focusing on that, that the people that are already feeling the need with like crepey skin or a lot of sun damage on your chest, on your hands, they have seen amazing results. They have seen thickening of the, you know, of the epidermal layer that leads to a smoother, firmer skin, more collagen, better tone, and less dark spots. So it has been really rewarding. And also a lot of people that have, again, problems with like flakiness, and when your skin again starts to get really fragile and you need something really to strengthen your skin, that product helps a lot. So it goes, you know, that two way that we like to focus on really like promoting a better health and a stronger skin, and but also better appearance as well. And then next, what we did, we also developed a cleanser that's obviously, you know, the first step of any skincare routine is a gentle cleanser that should not disrupt our skin microbiome, and that actually helps the peptide to penetrate better. Mm. We tested one of the things that we test in the lab to make sure that our peptide is working is its ability to penetrate into the dermal layer, because we know that our skin is a barrier, and a lot of the actives that we think that are getting to our skin are actually just sitting on top of our skin. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was really important to make sure that this peptide was getting to the layer that we want it to work. That's the layer of, you know, that contains the fibroblasts that produce collagen. And we could measure that by cleansing your skin, removing the dead cells, the impurities. We do double the penetration of the peptide. So this was a very interesting result. The fourth product that we developed was another very interesting one, because as we were studying how the skin is different, you know, from our face to our body, we start to notice that the skin around our eyes, it's much thinner than the skin around our face, right? And when we see in the labs, around 5 times thinner. And when we measure the biological age of the skin just under or above your eyes, it's 20 to 30 years older than just the skin around your temple.
Wow.
I know, it's shocking. And the reason is that, okay, the skin is thinner, we know that, it's constantly moving, so the cells of this area ages faster and accumulates more senescent cells. Mm. So we knew that we needed to develop a more potent formulation for that area. So what we did, we got eyelids from leftover of like blepharoplastic surgeries, and we yes, that's the detail that we do in the lab. And we developed a formula that we're constantly testing those eyelids that's very thin, but we could see how that skin was reacting to that specific formula. We increased the concentration of the peptide, so it has a higher concentration of the peptide, and we got to an incredible formula. that produces 2.3 more collagen compared to like a skin that was not treated. So if you treat a skin and if you treat with the eye product, like the amount of collagen produced is like 230% more, wow. Which is really incredible. We also did the clinical studies. We do clinical studies for all of our products, but the eye clinical study was the strongest that we have seen so far, with not only improvement in fine lines, wrinkles, elasticity we saw with like instrument analysis, which is very important because it's quantitative, 24% in improvement in elasticity, over 30% in hydration. And one very interesting data that we found is that we look like under eyes and crow's feet. What we found is that the skin, you know, above our eyes on the eyelids that start to droop over time, mm-hmm. It seems that the people have done like an eye lift, like was really like, wow, impressive how we could smooth out the skin there. So it's the strongest data. And when we show to dermatologists, we have a board of dermatologists as well. They say like, oh, these are the best before and afters that I have seen. It's an incredible product. So that's the fourth one. And the last one, again, is very simple. Our skincare routine is obviously one of the most important products that everyone should use. That's like a sunscreen, right? Mm-hmm. It's a mineral one. It's a non-nano zinc oxide, so a physical sunscreen that does not penetrate into your skin. So it's the safest and the most recommended by dermatologists. It also contains the peptide, and so it helps also not only to prevent the sun damage, but also to repair some of the damage that we eventually accumulate. And I don't know if you had a chance to try the sunscreen, but to me, like the texture that we got, it's so nice and it blends so well. And so we have untinted and tinted version, but it should not, you know, give you coverage, but it just like blends really nice in your skin. And I love it. It's just like, oh, this doesn't feel like a sunscreen. It feels like another moisturizer, though.
Okay. I haven't tried the sunscreen. It's the one product I haven't tried. And now I'm going to have to definitely get it. Because especially like, as a woman of color, so many sunscreens, mm-hmm. like it just leaves a white cast. And it's like, I don't want to age, but I don't want to look like a ghost. Like, this looks crazy. So I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah. And we make sure to test in all different skin tones. And I believe you're going to like it. Please share your feedback with us. And but so far everyone has really loved how it just blends really well. And the purpose of the tinted, again, is just like to blend nicely and not to like leave you with that white cast. So that's why it works for several skin tones.
Oh, this has been so fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I loved your products before, but now I'm obsessed with them. Because myself and definitely my listeners, and I think a lot of people in today's beauty market, like there's so many products that I want to know who's making it. Like, who's the person yeah. who's putting these ingredients together? And just hearing how passionate you are, I know that you're like putting together a great product that works, that isn't going to harm my skin. I have super sensitive skin. So a lot of things I stay away from. And that's one of the reasons I love your product, like fragrance-free, great mm-hmm. for my impaired barrier. You just said all the things, but it's a great product. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. That's our goal, to be really that company that people can trust. We have a team of scientists that are continuously researching and developing new products. So our goal is really to be on the forefront of, you know, the science and translate this into better products to our community. And thanks for the opportunity of sharing our story with you and your community. This was such a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Will you tell everybody where they can find OneSkin, how they can support you? We have an ad that's playing through this episode. So there's also a code. It's going to be /TrueBeauty. So if you do purchase, make sure to let them know that we sent you. But please tell our listeners how they can support you.
You can follow us on social media. We are on Instagram at oneskin.co, TikTok as well. Also subscribe to our newsletter. We love sharing a lot of content in terms of the new products that we are developing, the data behind the products. We invite people to be beta testers. We share a lot of tips around longevity as a whole. So we know that, you know, our lifestyle and habits will impact how our skin looks. So it's a very kind of, you know, holistic approach to longevity. So there is a lot of good stuff there. So subscribe to our newsletter. Our website is also oneskin.co. Yeah. And I hope to see you guys there.
Yes. Thank you. I've had such a great time. It's been a while since I've had a guest on the show. And I'm remembering, like, I just love talking about all things skincare and science. And you've been such a pleasure. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, beauty baddies, what did you think of my interview with Dr. Carolina? I am so obsessed with her. I think that she's so, so smart and just so dedicated to her work and to the business and to us. And guys, Fast Company just came out with their list of most innovative companies, and OneSkin was named by them as one of their most innovative companies of 2024. That is so incredible. So y'all see that it isn't just me who's obsessed with OneSkin, but the entire industry. Everybody sees how much work these incredible women are putting into the science that's, yes, for our skin, but really it's just for health in general. And that's what we're here for. We're here for incredible, really smart women that are doing things for us, for you. Thank you, and you're welcome. So, y'all, please be sure to check out OneSkin. Y'all know that if you go to oneskin.co and use code TRUEBEAUTY, you get 15% off your entire purchase. And when after your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Tell them that we sent you. Tell them how much you love this interview with Dr. Carolina, and tell them that we sent you over there. And I'm being honest. I know that y'all hear my ads for OneSkin, but I really do love this product. I love their body serum. I use it every single day. I loved all of their products, but specifically, y'all know that I'm always talking about how we need more products for our body. And that's one of the reasons that I really love this brand. I just love people who are doing innovative things, and they see where there is a space in the market for just new innovative products, and they go for it. So this product is incredible. The OS1 peptide is so great, and I just love that these women discovered it. So guys, if you found value in today's show, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help to grow this community. You can DM or email your listener letters and beauty baddie moments of the week on Instagram at truebeautypodcast or truebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can follow my personal Instagram. I'm the Brown Elizabeth Taylor. And that's it, y'all. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.